Planting the Seed, New York City, 1965 and 1966. This chapter is called The Journey to America. The Jeladuta is a regular cargo carrier of the Scindia Steam Navigation Company, but there is a passenger cabin aboard. During the voyage from Calcutta to New York in August and September of 1965, the cabin was occupied by Sri Abhoy Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, whose age was listed as 69 and who was taken on board bearing a complimentary ticket with food. The Jeladuta, under the command of Captain Arun Pandya, whose wife was also aboard, left at 9 a.m. on Friday, August 13th. In his diary, Srila Prabhupada noted, "The cabin is quite comfortable, thanks to Lord Sri Krishna for enlightening Sumati Moraji for all these arrangements. I am quite comfortable." But on the 14th, he reported seasickness, dizziness, vomiting, Bay of Bengal, heavy rains, more sickness. On the 19th, when the ship arrived at Colombo, Ceylon, now known as Sri Lanka, Prabhupada was able to get relief from his seasickness. The captain took him ashore, and he traveled around Colombo by car. Then the ship went on toward Cochin on the west coast of India. Janmashtami, the appearance day of Lord Krishna, fell on the 20th of August that year. Prabhupada took the opportunity to speak to the crew about the philosophy of Lord Krishna, and he distributed prasadam he had cooked himself. On August 21st, that was his 70th birthday, observed without ceremony, at sea. The same day the ship arrived at Cochin, Srila Prabhupada's trunks of Srimad Bhagavatam's volumes, which had been shipped from Bombay, were loaded on board. By the 23rd, the ship had put out to the Red Sea, where Srila Prabhupada encountered great difficulty. He noted in his diary, "Rain, seasickness, dizziness, headache, no appetite, vomiting." These symptoms persisted, but it was more than seasickness. The pains in his chest made him think that he would die at any moment. In 2 days, he suffered 2 heart attacks. He tolerated the difficulty, meditating on the purpose of his mission. But after 2 days of such violent attacks, he thought that if another were to come, he would certainly not survive. On the night of the second day, Prabhupada had a dream. Lord Krishna, in his many forms, was rowing a boat, and he told Prabhupada that he should not fear, but should come along. Prabhupada felt assured of Lord Krishna's protection, and the violent attacks did not reoccur. The Jaladuta entered the Suez Canal on September 1st, and stopped in Port Said on the 2nd. Srila Prabhupada visited the city with the captain and said that he liked it. By the 6th, he had recovered a little from his illness and was eating regularly again for the first time in 2 weeks, having cooked his own khichdi and puris. He reported in his diary that is strength renewed little by little. On September the 9th, he wrote, "To 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have crossed over the Atlantic Ocean for 24 hours. The whole day was clear and almost smooth. I am taking my food regularly and have got some strength to struggle. There is also a slight tacking of the ship, and I am feeling a slight headache also. But I am struggling, and the nectarine of life is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the source of all my vitality." On Friday, September the 10th, he wrote, "Today the ship is plying very smoothly. I feel better today. But I am feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan and my Lord's Sri Govinda Gopinath Radha Damodar. The only solace is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which I am tasting the nectarine of Lord Chaitanya's Leela pastimes. I have left Bharatabhumi just to execute the order of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's order. I have no qualification, but I have taken up the risk just to carry out the order of His Divine Grace. I depend fully on their mercy, so far away from Vrindavan." During the voyage, Srila Prabhupada sometimes stood on the deck at the ship's rail, watching the ocean and the sky and thinking of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vrindavan Dham, and the order of his spiritual master to go preach in the West. Mrs. Pandya, the captain's wife, whom Srila Prabhupada considered to be an intelligent and learned lady, foretold Srila Prabhupada's future. "If he were to pass beyond this crisis in his health," she said, "it would indicate the goodwill of Lord Krishna." The ocean voyage of 1965 was a calm one for the Jaladuta. The captain said that never in his entire career had he seen such a calm Atlantic crossing. Prabhupada replied that the calmness was Lord Krishna's mercy, and Mrs. Pandya asked Prabhupada to come back with them so that they may have another such crossing. Srila Prabhupada wrote in his diary, "If the Atlantic would have shown its usual face, perhaps I would have died. But Lord Krishna has taken charge of the ship." On September 13th, Prabhupada noted in his diary, "32nd day of journey, cooked bati kichari. It appeared to be delicious, so I was able to take some food. Today I have disclosed my mind to my companion, Lord Sri Krishna. There is a Bengali poem made by me in this connection." The poem was a prayer to Lord Krishna, and it is filled with Prabhupada's devotional confidence in the mission that he had undertaken on behalf of his spiritual master. An English translation of the opening stanzas is as follows. "I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. He is the great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. By his strong desire, the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries of the Western world. In all the cities, towns, and villages on the earth, from all the oceans, seas, rivers, and streams, everyone will chant the holy name of Krishna. As the vast mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquers all directions, a flood of transcendental ecstasy will certainly cover the land. When all the sinful, miserable living entities become happy, the Vaishnava's desire is then fulfilled. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish this mission, I am not worthy or fit to do it. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, O Lord, now I am begging your mercy so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. The poem ends, "Today the remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. And because I have a great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no means of success." In the same straightforward, factual manner in which he had noted the date, the weather, and his state of health, he now described his helpless dependence on his companion, Lord Krishna, and his absorption in the ecstasy of separation from Krishna. He described the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple, and he praised his own spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, by whose strong desire the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries of the Western world. He plainly stated that his spiritual master had ordered him to accomplish this mission of worldwide Krishna consciousness, and feeling unworthy, he prayed to Lord Krishna for strength. The last verses give an unexpected, confidential glimpse into Srila Prabhupada's direct relationship with Lord Krishna. Prabhupada called on Krishna as his dear friend and longed for the joy of again wandering the fields of Vraja. "This memory of Krishna," he wrote, "came because of a great desire to serve the Lord." Externally, Srila Prabhupada was experiencing great inconvenience. He had been aboard ship for a month and had suffered heart attacks and repeated seasickness. Moreover, even if he were to recover from these difficulties, his arrival in America would undoubtedly bring many more difficulties. But remembering the desire of his spiritual master, taking strength from his reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and revealing his mind in his prayer to Lord Krishna, Prabhupada remained confident. After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Jaladuta reached Boston's Commonwealth Pier at 5:30 a.m. on September 17th, 1965. The ship was to stop briefly in Boston before proceeding to New York City. Among the first things Srila Prabhupada saw in America were the letters A and P painted on a pierfront warehouse. The gray waterfront dawn revealed the ships in the harbor, a conglomeration of lobster stands and drab buildings, and rising in the distance, the Boston skyline. Prabhupada had to pass through U.S. Immigration and Customs in Boston. His visa allowed him a 3-month stay, and an official stamped it to indicate his expected date of departure. Captain Pandya invited Prabhupada to take a walk into Boston, where the captain intended to do some shopping. They walked across a footbridge into a busy commercial area with old churches, warehouses, office buildings, bars, tawdry bookshops, nightclubs, and restaurants. Prabhupada briefly observed the city, but the most significant thing about his short stay in Boston, aside from the fact that he had now set a foot in America, was that at Commonwealth Pier, he wrote another Bengali poem entitled Markine Bhagavat Dharm, Teaching Krishna Consciousness in America. He was now in America. He was in a major American city, rich with billions, populated with millions, and determined to stay the way it was. Prabhupada saw Boston from the viewpoint of a pure devotee of Krishna. He saw the hellish city life, people dedicated to the illusion of material happiness. All his dedication and training moved him to give these people the transcendental knowledge and saving grace of Krishna consciousness. Yet he was feeling weak, lowly, and unable to help them on his own. He was but an insignificant beggar with no money. He had barely survived the two heart attacks at sea. He spoke a different language. He dressed strangely, yet had come to tell people to give up meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling, and to teach them to worship Lord Krishna, who to them was a mythical Hindu god. What would he be able to accomplish? Helplessly, he spoke his heart directly to God. I wish that you may deliver them. I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them. And for convincing them, he would trust in the power of God's holy name and in Srimad Bhagavatam. This transcendental sound would clean away desire for material enjoyment from their hearts and awaken loving service to Krishna. On the streets of Boston, Prabhupada was aware of the power of ignorance and passion that had dominated the city. But he had faith in the transcendental process. He was tiny, but God was infinite, and God was Krishna, his dear friend. On the 19th of September, the Jaladuta sailed into New York Harbor and docked at a Brooklyn pier at 17th Street. Srila Prabhupada saw the awesome Manhattan skyline, the Empire State Building, and like millions of visitors and immigrants in the past, the Statue of Liberty. Srila Prabhupada was dressed appropriately for a resident of Vrindavan. He wore kanti mal, neck beads, and a simple cotton dhoti, and he carried japa mala, chanting beads, and an old chador or shawl. His complexion was golden, his head shaven, shikha in the back, his forehead decorated with the whitest Vaishnava tilak. He wore pointed white rubber slippers, not uncommon for sadhus in India. But who in New York had ever seen or dreamed of anyone appearing like this Vaishnava? He was possibly the first Vaishnava sannyasi to arrive in New York with uncompromised appearance. Of course, New Yorkers have an expertise in not giving much attention to any kind of strange new arrival. Srila Prabhupada was on his own. He had a sponsor, Mr. Agarwal, somewhere in Pennsylvania. Surely, someone would be here to greet him. Although he had little idea of what to do as he walked off the ship onto the pier, I did not know whether to turn left or right. He passed through the dockside formalities and was met by a representative from Traveler's Aid, sent by the Agarwals in Pennsylvania, who offered to take him to the Scindia ticket office in Manhattan to book his return passage to India. At the Scindia office, Prabhupada spoke with the ticket agent, Joseph Forrester, who was impressed by this unusual passenger's Vaishnava appearance, his light luggage, and his apparent poverty. He regarded Prabhupada as a priest. Most of Scindia's passengers were businessmen or families, so Mr. Forrester had never seen a passenger wearing the traditional Vaishnava dress of India. He found Srila Prabhupada to be a pleasant gentleman who spoke of the nice accommodations and treatment he had received aboard the Jaladuta. Prabhupada asked Mr. Forrester to hold space for him on a return trip to India. His plans were to leave in about 2 months, and he told Mr. Forrester that he would keep in touch. Carrying only 40 rupees cash, which he himself called a few hours spending in New York, and an additional $20 he had collected from selling 3 volumes of Bhagavatam to Captain Pandya, Srila Prabhupada, with umbrella and suitcase in hand, and still escorted by the Traveler's Aid representative, set out for the Port Authority bus terminal to arrange for his trip to Butler. So before I read the poem that Prabhupada wrote on the Commonwealth Pier, I'm going to say the prayers of the Vaishnava Gurbashtakam. Samsara dava nanalida loka Tranaya karunya ganhaganatvam Praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya Vande gurosi charanaravindam Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vajitra Madhyan Manasura Sena Romancha Kambhasru Taranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam Shri Vigrahara Dhanani Chyanana Shringara Tanman Jira Marjanaro Yuktasya Bhaktangs Tanayunja Topi Vande Guru Sri Charanara Vindam Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Svadvanna Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan Kritvaiva Tripting Bhajataksadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam Shri Radhikamad Havayora Para Madhuya Leela Guna Rupa Namna Pratiksha Nasvadana Lulupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanada Vindam Nikunjayu Naroti Keli Siddhyai Yayali Bhiyukti Apekshaniya
Tatrati Daksha Dati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sakshadharidrena Samastra Shastraye Ruktastra Tabak Yata Eva Sadvi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasadan Nagati Kutoki Dayam Stuvam Stasya Yashastri Sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam 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 Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam
So this is Prabhupada's poem that he wrote on board the Jaladuta when it was docked at the Commonwealth Pier, Boston Harbor, September 18th, 1965. It is entitled Markine Bhagavat Dharm. For the first time, I am going to do the Bengali as well as the English. Usually I just do the English, but today I want to do the Bengali. Boro kripa kaile Krishna adamer prati ki lagi anile hita kore eve gati. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul. But I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. Ache kichu garja tabe e anumani. Nahi kena anibain e ugrastani. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Rajastamo gune era. Sabai Achan, Vasudev Kata Ruchi Nahe Se Prasan. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. Tabi jadi tava kripa hoy ahoituki. Sakali sambhava hoituni se kotuki. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. Ki bhave bhujhale tar bhuje se rasa. Eta kripa koro prabhu kori nija basha. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service, O Lord? I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. Tomar ichaya sabahoy maya bash. Tomara ichaya nash maya parash. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. Tava ichcha hoy jadi tadera udhar. Pujebi nishchai tabe katase tomar. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. Bhagavatar katasa tabe avatar. Dirahayeshune jadi kane bar bar. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. Srinvatang svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantasto hi abhadrani vidhu noti suritsatam nashta prayesh vabhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kama Lobadayashchaye Cheta Etaya Enavidams Stitvam Sattve Prasidati Evang Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidyate Hridaya Grantish Chidyante Sarva Sanshaya Kshiyante Chasya Karmani Drista Etvanam Nishvare. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he or she becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the Personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Rajastamo hata tebe paibe nistar hridayer abhadrasate guchibe tahar. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. Ki kore bhujhabo kata bharose chahi kudra ama dina hina kono shakti nahi. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Atacha enecho prabhu kata bolibare jetomo iccha prabhu koro e bare. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. Akila jagat guru bhachana se amar alankrita koribar kamata tomar. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Tabakripa halam moa karta shuddha habe. Shunei sabar shoka dukha je guchibe. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Ani yacho jadi prabhu amara nachate. Nachao, nachao, prabhu, nachao, se mate. Kashtera putali jata, nachao, se mate. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. Bhakti nai beda nai name kub doro. Bhakti vedanta nam eva sartak kor. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America, dated 18th of September, 1965.
Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlada Klada Dayani. Prahlada Lada Dayani. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Shila Tanga Nakalaye. Shila Tanga Nakalaye. Ito Narsingha Padato Narsingha. Ito Narsingha Padato Narsingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha. Bahi Narsingha, Hridaye Narsingha. Narsingha Madim Sharanang Prapadye. Narsingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Chavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adabhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam Keshavadvita Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Chavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Chanubringam Keshavadvita Naradi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadvita Naradi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So that's it for today. My next webcast will be tomorrow night from New Dwarka, Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha, Patitanang Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Blessings on all of you who have attended this special webcast on Srila Prabhupada.